behalf of the government of the Republic of Nigeria, I'm honored to conclude our third cycle report to the Human Rights Council under the Universal Periodic Review. On behalf of the Republic, I thank the President of this Council, the United States, and participated constructively in working group for our Universal Periodic Review. In time, the Universal Periodic Review has become a critical continuous improvement tool, assessing how progressively state parties can continue achieving their human rights goals. Nigeria welcomes the recommendation made to me today's review. We are pleased that we have been able to participate in the second cycle of the UPR, despite all the challenges that we have faced. Nigeria has taken firm measures to adhere to the principles enshrined in international human rights principles. While some improvements have been made in areas of policy formulation, programs, and intervention to improve the promotion and protection of human rights, we recognize that there are some actions that still need to be taken to address the issues raised here today. The need to enhance the investigative capacity of law enforcement in sexual and gender-based violence cases, and ratification and domestication of the terms of the second optional protocol of the ICCPR to move Nigeria from the current moratorium, representing de facto abolition of the death penalty, to de jure abolition. Anti-discrimination provisions in the need to remove domestic legislations to bring them in line with our human rights obligations and to address the value brought in treaty reporting. I am pleased to inform you that since our constitutional review in the previous UPR recommendations, major institutional policies, administrative framework have been developed in cooperation with non-governmental agencies and UN partners to ensure the protection of human rights in the following areas. Non-discrimination, right to an effective remedy to gender-based violence, rights related to name, identity, and nationality, rights related to marriage and family, rights to an adequate standard of living generally, right to education, right to health, discrimination against women, right to social security, access to justice, right to work, gender-based violence, prohibition of slavery, trafficking, and children protection against exploitation. In closing, Nigeria would like to express once more its commitment to meeting its international human rights obligations. We look forward to working with the Human Rights Council and other international bodies as we continue to move forward on implementation of human rights measures. The recommendations made here today will be given due consideration by the government of Nigeria, including by those representatives who were not able to be here today and will be incorporated into our National Human Rights Action Plan. Thank you.